Hey everybody, Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona with another Trinity moment, proving that the Trinity is biblical and that oneness or modalism is a lie. Today I want to talk about Colossians 2:9. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Now this is a proof text that the oneness crowd will use to teach their false doctrine, and their interpretation of this is based on wrongly understanding what the word Godhead means. And I think a lot of people have a misunderstanding about what this word Godhead means. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Here's simply what it means. Godhood. That is just an archaic form of the word Godhood. Now, if you study the ending hood on words, you'll understand that it comes from a previous ending in Middle English in the 14 and 1500s, head. The way I first found this was I was reading a book written in the 1800s and it used the word maidenhead. And that word maidenhead is even in modern dictionaries and it means maidenhood. It means the state of being a virgin or virginity. So when I saw that word maidenhead and I realized that it was just an older form of the word maidenhood, then it got me thinking, and then I realized, oh, Godhead is the old form of Godhood. That's why even if you look up the word Godhead in the dictionary, it'll list as one of the definitions Godhood, because it's just an archaic form of that word. Not only that, but if you look this up in other languages, you know, I love foreign languages, so I read the Bible in a lot of other languages. You know, if you look it up in Spanish, basically all the three verses where it says Godhead in the King James Bible, it'll say in Spanish, divinidad, or divinity. One place it says, deidad, deity. That's in the traditional Spanish Reina Valera Bible. Also, if you look it up in German, in the Martin Luther Bible, Gottheit, which is like godness or godhood or the state of being God. And there are a lot of words in English that have that hood ending, like fatherhood, motherhood. What does that mean? Childhood, parenthood. It means the state of being a father. Brotherhood, neighborhood. I mean, we have a lot of words that have that ending. And that's all this is just an older form of that word. So when it says Godhead, it's talking about the state of being God. Godness or godhood or divinity or deity. Other languages, you could look it up. Greek, for example. Theotitos, okay, is what it says. Theotis in Romans, Theotitos in Colossians. So, you know, if you know other foreign languages, you could look it up in other traditional Bibles in those languages and you'll see this is simply what the word means, okay? Not only that, but if we go to the context of the Bible itself, we'll see that that's what the word means. Because, for example, in Romans chapter 1, verse 20, it says, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." So notice, the things of the created world show us his power and his godhood. They show us his deity, his divinity, his godness, his godhood. That makes perfect sense. Now, the wrong definition that most people have of this word, Godhead, they think that it means basically the Trinity, as in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Like that word Godhead is referring to all three, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost in one. So what these oneness people are trying to twist Colossians into saying is that in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. They're trying to say, oh, well, he's like the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost bodily. He's all three, Father, Son, Holy Ghost bodily. Godhead bodily. But that's just a complete misunderstanding of what the word Godhead means. Because if we were to apply that definition to Romans, you know, let's compare scripture with scripture here. Even his eternal power and Godhead, if you take the definition that I'm teaching here, which is supported by, you know, all the evidence, all other foreign languages, looking it up in the dictionary, going to the history and the etymology of the English word Godhead and seeing that it's an old form of godhood, if you take that definition, this verse makes sense. His eternal power and godhood. That makes sense. Okay, but if we took the other definition, even his eternal power and Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, all collectively, Trinity, That wouldn't make any sense, would it? Because how could you say His Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, or His Trinity? That wouldn't make sense. But His divinity makes sense. His deity makes sense. His Godhood actually makes sense in Romans chapter 1, verse 20. So when the Bible says in Colossians chapter 2, in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, what that verse is teaching is simply that He is fully God. Every aspect of divinity or deity dwells in Jesus Christ. He's not partially God. He is 100% God. In Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Okay. But what it's not saying is that He is the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost bodily. You know, that He is the Father bodily. Because remember, oneness is teaching that Jesus is God the Father. That God the Father came and died on the cross for us. Okay, that's what oneness is teaching. But what the Trinity teaches is that God is made up of three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. But in the Son, in Jesus Christ, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, meaning that He is fully divine, He's fully God, which is exactly what the traditional view of the Trinity teaches, that Jesus is fully God, and that He's co-equal with the Father in the sense that they are both equally God. We can call Jesus Christ God. He is God Almighty. He is not a lesser God, an inferior God. No, all the fullness of the Godhead. What does the Godhead mean? The Godhead means everything that it means to be God. Okay, when we say motherhood, what do we mean? Everything that goes into being a mother. When we say fatherhood, everything that goes into being a father. You know, if we said manhood, that's another good example. Manhood means the state of being a man, or everything that goes into being a man, the qualities of being a man. Well, when the Bible says, in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, it's saying everything it means to be God, all the qualities and attributes that God has, He has all of them, all the fullness of the Godhead, not part of what it means to be God or part of Godhood or divinity or deity, but all of it resides in Jesus Christ because He is fully God. That's the correct interpretation of Colossians 2:9 based on a correct understanding of the word Godhead. It's not head like this part of my body here. That's what a lot of people are misunderstanding. You know, then you'd expect to look this up in other languages and see, you know, in Spanish, something with cabeza, right? Head or Kopf in German or whatever. But that's not what we see, okay? Because it's not head as in this thing on the top of my body here. It's head as in a suffix that later morphed into hood, but in the 1600s was still around as head, which is a carryover from Middle English.